Like to call forth our bridging youth, our graduating seniors, Black Karen, who's here, Lara, and is Mia in the room?
Oh, no.
Well, you can help us make sure she gets this message from us. I'd also like to invite any of our youth, junior and senior youth, to come up and join our bridgers as they make their journey to join the adults of the congregation. Even though she's not here in person, she's in the other building, I'm going to include Mia's name as we have her with us in spirit. Karen, Mia, and Lara, you are crossing a symbolic bridge to young adulthood today. You've grown up with us here at Human, and we are grateful for the time that you've spent with us and the many ways in which you have allowed us to share your journey, for your fresh vision and inspiring energy. We thank you. As you make your way forward, we give you our blessing and hope that you may grow in mind, body, and spirit, forever connected to this, your childhood home. I want to introduce you to our senior youth advisors, which is Randy Blash and Allison King. I want to invite, do any of the youth want to say anything to our bridgers? Do any of you have anything to say?
I kind of wish I had something more planned out to say, but I don't. Everyone here is very proud of both of you, all three of you, even though Mia's over there. and we will support you in whatever you decide to do.
I'd just like to say a little bit about each of you all. Lara, I have always loved it. You haven't always been there because you've got so many sports going on and everything, but I get so inspired by your victory and the way you pursue that and the way you're able to do school and that and juggle everything and just seem more on top of it than I ever would be in your shoes. So seriously, you've impressed me very much, and I love it when you come and participate. And Karen, I can't imagine what this group would have been like without you, because you got so much done with the youth service. You always showed up, and you set an example to us as adults that we all need to be showing up for these kids as hardcore as this kid showed up for us. And, you know, I love you, and I love you both. I want you to go on. And for Mia, if you want to tell her Heidi, I've just been very grateful to get to know her, not only through church, but outside of it somewhat too. And the organization that she's doing, the way she's shown leadership in her community, has been really inspiring to me as well, watching all of you all grow. I mean, I've seen you as kids now and seeing you turn into adults and go off to school, and I'm super proud.
So I'll start by saying I wish Mia was here, because I think Mia, if you're listening, I think Mia is one of the bravest young women that I have ever met in my life. Lara, when you follow personalities like Duco and Maud into a youth group, it's really easy to fall into the shadows, but you did not do that.
No.
You paved your own path, and it was so wonderful to get to know you this year, and I love you. I have learned so much from Karen, and you don't like to do favorites or anything like that, but my goodness, you people need to know that this senior youth group would not have existed the past few years if it not been for Karen Sieber. And Karen, I love you, and I look forward to watching you go out and slay the dragons and turn the world upside down. And I also want to thank quickly Susie, who was with us through much of this journey and took this year off to be a mom and enjoy it, and we supported you in that. But this youth group and this group of seniors would not be standing here if you weren't involved too, so please.
Yes,
please. Thank you. So Karen and Lara, we offer you these small tokens that you may remember the gifts of your time with us, just as we will always remember you. We hope that you will keep us with you in your hearts as you head off to find your new adventures.
Okay. Karen, Lara, it's now time for you to make that symbolic crossing to your new place with the adults of this community. I'm going to ask the young adults to come forward and stand by the piano. They have it. So this space between this place right here and where our young adults stand represents a symbolic bridge, a bridge that they will now cross, leaving childhood behind as they head into the rest of their lives. We love you and wish you well on your journey. You can cross.
We represent the adults of our congregation. For the rich individual gifts of your souls, we welcome you. For the hopes you bring and the anxieties you share, we welcome you. As you join the adult community, we give you our blessing. We hope that you may find among us friendship and support that will last a lifetime. Now please join us in the bridging affirmation you will find on the insert to your order of worship. As you head out on your life's journey, we hope that this church and this faith will always be a home to which you can return. We bless you now and pledge our support. We honor you at this time in change and transformation.
I just wanted to say thank you for always being my congregation, and just because I'm going off to college doesn't mean I won't be back to advocate for the youth, so you better not be slacking while I'm gone.